Greetings from Earth, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. I'm your host, Christopher Moores. Broadcasting live tonight from Paradise, California. Greetings from Earth, everybody. This is the Creative Cosmos radio show, and we'll have one more show after this one at the time, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, and we'll be kicking it over to 3 p.m. Pacific Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, starting in July. And this is the first show, first Creative Cosmos show I have the pleasure of doing from BBS Radio Studios in Paradise, California. And the weather here since my arrival has been like paradise. Sunny and warm. Beautiful to behold. We have llamas in the yard, deer coming through, and we're sinking into the climate of California and the town of Paradise and having a wonderful time. And we are running the new equipment in the studios. We've been working hard the last few days to upgrade everything. New hardware, new software. We've kind of feng shuied the office so that everything is in its proper place. We have Fred Bell's energy devices giving us a boost, and we've got pyramids, and we've got nature and wildlife, and I don't know if Don recounted any of the miracle of the squirrel, but we had a very interesting squirrel wander into our lives, and we've been taking care of Sammy the squirrel the last couple days. He was harmed when he came to us, and we're bringing him back to life, and the kids are loving it, and it's all is well in the world. And if you'd like to follow along, as always, on the Creative Cosmos website, creativecosmos.org. And I always cycle through some news stories the last couple of weeks for obvious reasons. The updates have been a little slow, but I've tried to do them every few days. And boy, with all the new activities in BBS, we'll have to keep on the writing and keep things going. I'm changing gears with that and going to continue to expand and grow in the way I approach my own artwork. So look for changes to come in the Creative Cosmos website as well. And I'd like to also take this moment to thank all those out there who sent us well wishes and their heart prayers that we make it to California safely, because I'll tell you, I could feel it as a definite influence. Amy and I left Minneapolis on a very great note with many friends and having had success in our work life, and we totally went west on a flood of good vibrations, both from the city and from our friends through the Creative Cosmos and BBS Radio. And know that we here at BBS Radio take these kind of relationships that we're building in a very deep and considerate way, because we're building relationships of the highest energies, because we want to create a portal of information for anyone who's seeking where they can find what it is they're looking for. And the topic we're going to talk about tonight is called Universal Truth. And we'd like to explore is the search for truth. What is this truth? Let's muse upon this concept, because we have heard it before, the search for a higher truth. Or we may ourselves even feel like we're on this search for the higher truth. But what is this? How do we know this? What are we sensing? Because it causes us to start moving. And some of us might even feel it as a call from God. It comes in many forms to all the people who are receptive to such vibrations. And what is this search for truth we feel called to move towards? How does it happen? Seems the human being often has a discontentment that is an undercurrent in their day-to-day affairs. They might be finding ways to cope, but the true peace is found in serving your nature, doing what you were sent to Earth to do. One of the things I loved about Sandy Andrews' book, Your Never Ending Life, our guest in Hour 2, is just his perspective of distance, of looking at the Earth and the stars and spirit and all of the things we consider, and keeping that space, keeping that distant observer point of view and seeing, because that's the way we begin to work into the universal truth, is by getting outside of ourselves as the focal point for everything, not seeing the universe in terms of ourselves and ourselves alone, you know, which sometimes includes our education or our own personal worldview or our relationships become defining factors. But there are new relationships to be had, more fluid relationships, so where everybody is free to continue to expand and change and grow. And that's one of the things that begins happening as you move on the search for truth, as you begin seeing what influences things have on your life, what energies are holding you back, and what energies are encouraging your growth, what feels good and what doesn't feel good. And it's time to start valuing that, to really notice that, to not shovel that under the rug or to find ways to just go on even though you don't feel joy inside or that contentment of doing what you were born to do. Because that will never go away. It will haunt you your whole life. And when the end does come, it will shock you that you let the opportunity pass you by. And that's kind of the suddenness of Zen. Zen has that component. You hear the Zen stick component. And that is part of the Zen stick component that brings your attention utterly to the moment. Shatters your mental matrix of past and projections of future. And brings you utterly here and now. And brings you face to face with these things which are inside of you causing this discontentment. Because it's simply a matter of allowing yourself to see what it is. Sometimes we don't allow ourselves to see what it is because we are afraid of making the adjustment, or we feel we don't need the adjustment, or we sometimes are holding tightly to ourselves because we are afraid to let go into that unknown which dissipates that hardcore protective aspect that you've used to guard against the world. And that is good, because you won't need it anymore. It's kind of like a shell that you can shed on your way to becoming something greater. Of course, such things as the butterfly metaphor come to play, where you shed your chrysalis for open and subtle wings on an afternoon breeze. Because this is where we find that fulfillment and the joy. When we set that spirit free, that's a huge part of the work at BBS Radio, is to provide some tools for you to work on yourself to set the spirit free. And to know that there are others out there who feel the same way as you do. There are others who can stand by what may just be the first inclinations of spirit for some. And in so doing, we find company. We find the Sangha Buddha refers to. We find reassurance and steadiness that, yes, indeed, there is a path to walk. There is something greater. There is something more. There have been people who have walked that path and they've called back and said, yes, come ahead. The way is clear. The path might be arduous, but the rewards and blessings far surpass any of the obstacles you could encounter on the path. And so we walk on, and we walk on, and we walk on. And this is key to entering into the Tao, the changes of life is we too learn to change. And we can have individual elements of our character, but always allowing for the influx of the new and delighting in the new experience. And realize that you're not going to arrive one day at a completion point, because then the journey would be over and the end would be there. And there is no end. The journey goes on. So it simply changes and changes and changes. It's not working towards an end or a completion point. It changes and changes and changes. And that is one of the qualities of the universe. The changes. You see it in the tarot, and you see it in the I Ching, and you see it anywhere you find a tradition that is steeped in the deeper mysteries. So really, the universal truth, first we have to get used to change and allow for change. And then when we open to the influx of energy from our higher self, because when we do open that doorway, we will begin to discover new aspects of our character. And so we will be open to those energies from our higher self. And it will become more and more integrated with who we are. And this is like bringing a light bulb into a lampshade. Our body is like the lampshade, and then when we turn on the light bulb, we shine forth through the body and awaken this field of energy around us. I mean, everybody has a field of energy around them, but some energy fields expand far beyond, and some contain harmony, and some even have things orbiting them. Occasionally, if I'm in a room and I'm perceiving the auric fields of everybody, and sometimes it's revealed in all its dark colors. There's the orange family over there, and oh, here's a couple of blues hanging out, and over here is just a nice green dude keeping to himself, being pretty mellow. And you can see the whole thing, and some of them even have like little orbiting entities. It's like you see someone walking by and they have moons. You can feel motion in the outside of their auric field. And one thing that is good to remember when discussing auric fields are the fact that we are indeed in a room. When we are with people, we're in a room of auric fields. And maybe even as many people as there are there, there will be spirits there also. And when you can perceive auric fields, you may see twice as many people as everybody else does. Feel presences. Come to understand that there's a friend of a friend who just happened to stop by to join the celebration. Another thing to highlight as we open up to the influx of energies from the higher dimensions and our higher self is that some of us perceive, and the Zen way will appeal to one who perceives in realizations, who, you know, some appeal to the logical method. They like to think everything through. And there are paths of this sort. And I, myself, have taken the path of Zen to realize many of the universal truths myself. And one of the key things is to start reflecting nature as it is, unencumbered by preconceived parameters. This is what is meant when it is said that we need to seek the state of being like a child to enter the Father's kingdom. It's that wonder vision of clarity before we've learned to differentiate everything and chop things up into interpretable pieces that then create a rigid concept in the mind. Even before, when we first come into the world, we are just reflecting, we are being, and we are not reducing what we see into something we feel is a known, and then take as a given, and then completely forget about as even a factor that we can come to know. So we need to seek these things out, all the colorings that we have on what we see. And this is truly one of the teachings that enables one to discover universal truth for themselves. We remove that which gets in the way. I believe there's a term in the Buddhist tradition called, or it could be also in the Hindu tradition called neti neti, when one of the ancient masters was asked, what is the truth? Is the truth this? Is it the truth this? And he said, neti neti, neither this nor that. Anything that was brought to him, he would say, neti neti. No, that is not it. That is not it. That is not it. Because it is these negations of what the truth is not that make it possible for the truth to be known. Because also, as they say in Zen, that we refer to the truth with a finger pointing to the moon. We cannot explain the truth. We cannot put the truth in definable terms. That is why the method has always been and is increasingly more to give you the means to trigger that process. These were things taught in the secret societies or from one Zen master to a trusted disciple over many long years of patience and endurance. But now the energies are such that we have this information available right this moment, instantly, that we can allow to transform, if we can recover that capability within ourselves to open to the mystical, to open to the wonderful. You know, even science is now uniting with the mystical and bringing this wonderful new union to bear that is going to greatly influence our lives in the future that will unfold. This will be a good time. Take a little break as we continue to work things out in the BBS Radio Studios, Paradise, California. Here's the tune. Whatever you see is me.
From the trees, the forest, to the sky up above, from the mountain before us to the heart full of love, from the birds of the valley in an ocean of green, whatever you see is me. From the breath of the valley to the straw from a seed, from the end of an alley to a neighbor in need, from the home. See you.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.